This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that the country is willing to do everything in its capacity to help war-torn Ukraine and provide them with a possible resolution to the current situation. The two leaders held talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Hiroshima on Saturday, with Modi saying, he said the war is a huge topic of discussion for the entire world. He said he does not consider it to be just an issue of economy or politics. He said for him it is an issue of humanity and humanitarian values. The talk posed a chance for the Ukrainian leader to both drum up support from India and sound out the Global South member with long ties to Russia. A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meeting set. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged the stakes could not be higher.
A default would plunge our economy into recession. Economists estimate that millions of Americans could lose their jobs. Hardworking families could lose their retirement savings. So our team will stay at it. We will stay focused. And we hope that Speaker McCarthy's team will negotiate in good faith as well.
President Biden is cutting short his G7 trip to continue negotiations. The official number of dead from the powerful cyclone that struck Myanmar has grown to at least 145, including 117 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority, state television reported Friday. The accounting of casualties from the cyclone has been slow, in part due to communication difficulties. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says it needs $88 million to address food insecurity for millions of people in Malawi. The agency warns that nearly 575,000 children in the southern African country are at risk for malnutrition because of the impact of Cyclone Freddy in March. Lamek Masina reports for VOA.
Malawi has seen an increase in malnutrition cases among children over the last 5 years. UNICEF says in 2023 alone, it estimates that over 62,000 children between 6 months and 5 years are at risk of severe acute malnutrition, often called wasting. UNICEF says the requested $88 million aims to meet priority needs, such as ready-to-use therapeutic food for treating severe acute malnutrition, access to safe drinking water, as well as basic sanitation and hygiene items, plus education, child protection services, and cash transfers. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta, Malawi.
Jakub Milanovic was inaugurated as Montenegro's president on Saturday. In a speech in parliament, he pledged to speed up his nation's bid for membership in the European Union and to adhere to the bloc's policy line over Russia and its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The 36-year-old Western-educated economics expert won the presidential runoff election in Montenegro last month, defeating a pro-Western incumbent who has been in power for more than 3 decades in the small NATO member nation. Turkish citizens based abroad began voting on Saturday in Turkey's presidential runoff election between the incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who aims to bring an end to the president's 2 decades rule. The runoff election will be held in Turkey on May 28th. One of football's most notable figures on and off the field has died in the United States, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor, as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has died. He was 87. A spokeswoman for Brown's family said he passed away peacefully in his Los Angeles home on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. One of the greatest players in football history and one of the game's first superstars, Brown was chosen the NFL's most valuable player in 1965 and shattered the league's record books in a short career spanning 1957 to 65. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.